Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Flacco down the sideline, caught, and sliding to a stop at the six is Higgins. Brilliant, just brilliant. Could have got in, but this way he stops the clock. 1:37 forces Pittsburgh to use its timeouts and sets up what could be a game-winning field goal.
First thing I wrote down this morning was, do you feel any better today than you did on Friday? And then we just played the clip there of T. Higgins sealing the deal, and I'm mad all over again, Dickerson. You take the emotion out of it a little bit, though. Friday, we were all charged up because the game ended around midnight. Then people tried to go to sleep, had nightmares about catch 17, 18, and 19 by Ja'Marr Chase. And we ripped him a new one on Friday, deservingly so. But we were in the immediate aftermath of an emotional, typical Mike Tomlin loss to an aged Joe Flacco. Now that we've had some time to process, some time away, some time to see just how flawed every team seems to be in the NFL, can we take a step back? Can we look down from 30,000 feet? And can we say, all right, we feel a little bit better today? 412-928-9370, Doran.
I felt okay, honestly, immediately. Like, now I know we had to go into detail and crush them a little bit for that loss because a lot of people felt it coming, and rightfully so, but I look around and I watch Green Bay. I watched some of these teams yesterday, and I'm like, all right, the Steelers. I have the most faith in the Steelers, at least in pertaining to who they play and who they're competing with fixing it. Like, I don't trust Cincinnati to keep on keeping on. I don't trust the Ravens to figure it out and fix it. I do trust the Steelers to fix it whenever it needs to be fixed. And hopefully that is this week in approaching to Sunday night against Green Bay. So I'm at the same spot as I was. I still think that they can win the AFC North. I think that everything is still in front of them. That was a loss, a bad loss that I think was bound to happen at some point, and it happened on Thursday.
I still think they're going to win the AFC North because of Baltimore not being very good, and I don't think you can just snap your fingers and Lamar comes back and your defense gets fixed. I'm not buying it. Now, the Steelers' defense ain't much better. The Steelers' defense is only giving up 6 fewer yards per game than is Baltimore's, and we have rightfully destroyed Baltimore's defense all season long, and at least they've got the injury thing going for them that they can use as an excuse. The Steelers, they were fully healthy in that game on Thursday against the Bengals. However, if I don't trust the Steelers' defense, and I don't trust the Ravens' defense, and I don't think Cincinnati is a real threat to win the North, then I'll take the team that's got 4 wins right now.
Right.
And that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. they are who I thought they were going to be, kind of. I mean, I didn't expect the defense to lay eggs like this against Joe Flacco, of all people. But Cincinnati does have weapons on the outside, some of the best in the NFL. I thought coming in they'd be like a 10-7 team. I didn't think they'd win the AFC North, but I also didn't think the Ravens would stink as bad as they do. I think if you get to 10 wins, you win the North.
Mm-hmm.
So do I feel a little bit better than I did on Friday? Yeah. And I ran into a bunch of people this weekend that were like, man, you were fired up on Friday. And they were like, good on you, because you should have been. Yeah. I feel a little bit better. Because you watch the league this weekend, and Adam Gretz, who covers hockey but is a huge Steelers fan, I think he's a really good follow on Twitter. He tweeted this out, and it actually made me feel a little bit better. Because I mostly agree with this. He wrote, I think as sports fans, we watch our teams a little too closely and are a little too critical in the moment. With only a small handful of notable exceptions, every team in the NFL looks like crap 90% of the time. You're kidding yourself if you think otherwise. Now, I think 90% is probably too high. But, man, I watched the Eagles yesterday.
Right, that's it. Boom. There you go.
Everyone says, emulate the Eagles. And I realized last year they were super good most of the season. And in the playoffs, they were really good. And in the Super Bowl, I mean, it was one of the all-time performances in Super Bowl history. But they play with their food yesterday. You know, the Vikings are a good team. I'm not taking anything away from the Eagles for beating them. Congratulations to them getting a massive win on the road. But the Eagles played around for like 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
And they tried to run, couldn't run. Then they'd lob the thing up and they'd make a play, and that was that. They don't look like a well-oiled machine.
They sure don't.
Everyone thought the Chargers were good. They got blitzkrieg. Now, maybe the Colts are really good. I think the Colts are really good, but I don't know that the Chargers are as good as we thought they were when they beat the Chiefs in week one. The Packers, you want to talk about playing with your food? They were in a dogfight with the Arizona Cardinals.
The last time we saw the Bills, they lost to the Falcons, who lost last night.
Right. A team in San Francisco that's well coached, but I don't know that that's a great football team. I don't know that there are any great football teams, save for one that has turned it around, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Maybe Detroit.
And Detroit. Detroit, on paper, really good and mostly has been very good this year. But I do, because of what's happened around the Steelers, feel okay about the position they're in. The biggest question probably is at 412-928-9370. We have open phones until 8 o'clock when Mark Cabali joins us. Was the Steelers game against the Bengals an aberration? Like, was that defensive performance an aberration? I don't know, man. Because they've given up 30 in half their games. They gave up 30 to the Jets. They gave up 31 to the Seahawks. Seahawks pretty good.
Yeah.
And they gave up 30-plus points to a Bengals team quarterbacked by Joe Flacco. I mean, until they show us otherwise, they've been boom or bust. Against the Patriots, they forced 5 turnovers. Against the Vikings, they dominated the line of scrimmage. I mean, Carson Wentz was under pressure all day long. And against the Browns, who kicked the hell out of the Dolphins. They need to fire Mike McDaniel.
I mean, yesterday.
Yesterday, they kicked the hell out of the Browns up front. But then the other three games, if it's blocked up front, I think the Steelers secondary is perhaps cooked.
Mm.
Is it too early to say that?
No, I don't think so, because I think that happens to every team. That's the NFL. That's
if you can't block,
yeah.
Or excuse me, if you can't get pressure, you're going to give up yards and points.
I mean, if you're covering for too long. Like, guys are, I know they're getting paid a lot of money to cover, but it's still hard to cover Jamar Chase. Like, that's why I think it is an aberration, like, or a one-off, or a two-off, because they're not going to
three-off.
They're not going to face those guys every single game. They're not built to they want to say, and they want it to be built to face Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, but at the end of the day, they're just not. But they are built to play other teams. They're built to go against, I think, even the Packers, who don't have as explosive wide receivers as the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, obviously, the Chargers. I think that they're built to play against the Colts better than they are built to play against the Cincinnati Bengals. So I do think it is a one-off. I think it's something that they just can't figure out, and they just go in, they have a plan, and whenever the plan doesn't work, the floodgates open up.
This is a conversation for down the road, but because the Steelers didn't play this weekend, we can bounce all over the place. What do you do against Cincinnati the next time?
Exactly. Like, that's why it's a two off.
Yeah.
It may be the same thing. Yeah. Like, I just, every time that they play, I mean, there's not really.
I thought they were too passive. He got rid of the ball real quick. Real quick, did Flacco. I think more often than not, they play with too much cushion, and they didn't bring enough heat. Yeah. I think you press and you bring heat, and if you get burned, you get burned. You got burned anyhow. You might as well live by the sword, die by the sword.
That's exactly why they didn't do it, because they didn't want to go up the big play, and they think that Joe Flacco can make that big play every time. Like, that's what that would worry me. It's like, all
but
right,
but then
I'm
he did
press,
anyway,
and he's gonna. But you kind of live with that, because it's like, we're not gonna let you get the big play. But even though you got the big plays underneath, and they turned into big plays, you're gonna have to live with that and change it up next time.
I said this on Friday, and I still feel this way when. What's his face? The running back dropped the ball when they brought the heat.
Chase Brown, yeah.
Chase Brown had him over the middle, and they brought a ton of heat. If he catches that ball, he's still running. I think it made them go, all right, yep. All right. We're not going to bring the heat, because they're going to. That's a great call in that situation by Zach Taylor. We're not going to let that happen again. And they were just too passive for most of the game. I think next time you bring pressure probably up the middle. And you just live with it.
Yeah.
And if you make big plays, you make big plays, because you made big plays anyhow. Because Flacco will throw you the damn ball. I'm interested to see what they look like the next time they go out.
Well, I mean, you need to ask TJ Watt to make some plays.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what the game plan should be. It's like, TJ, you're going against this one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL. We need you to be a guy. If he's a guy the next time around, then you could do certain things.
And they should have played Herbig more, too.
Yeah, that too.
Like, they were so enamored with trying to stop the run after they got gashed a couple of times early that I think it became too big a focus, and that's why Highsmith played as much as he did. Now, you've been winning games because you've been creating havoc up front, and he's been a principal piece of that. He's been the better player of the two.
Yes.
He needs to play more. And I don't know that if he plays more that they win the game, but you need one play. You need to make one play defensively and you win that game. And he's a guy who's made plays for them consistently when he's been in there. 412-928-9370. We're jumping all over the place today. Do you feel any better about the Steelers today than you did on Friday? 412-928-9370. I don't feel better about them necessarily in a vacuum, but I look around the league and I'm really not impressed by that many teams. Like the Broncos. I thought the Broncos were very good. They're down 26-8, and I realized they storm back. They score 33 points in the fourth quarter. They win the game, and that is impressive in and of itself. But to be behind at home
against the Giants,
26-8, that shows that there are significant issues that they got going on there. Like, I look around the AFC, I don't know that anybody but the Colts are playing great ball, and I would include the Chiefs now in that category. The Chiefs, by the way, who had 30 first downs. The Raiders ran 30 plays.
Oh, my gosh.
The Raiders had 3 first downs. 3. 3.
Oh, my gosh.
That's 1, 2, 3. That is horrific.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Phone lines are popping. 412-928-9370. Are you feeling any better about the Steelers' loss today than you were when we were all emotional on Friday? I am a little bit. We'll also look for silver linings coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply. Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line. And going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
Ah, yes, the last time I was happy. Pat Freiermuth running down the field, scoring a touchdown. Wish he tripped.
Really might have, I mean, it wouldn't have really done anything probably, but.
No, because if you left 4 seconds left, they would have found a way to get the ball to right. Jamar Chase 6 times and kicked a field goal. Are you feeling any better about the Steelers today after watching kind of lackluster performances by contenders all around the NFL yesterday? Than you were on Friday, 412-928-9370. Give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can also get in touch with the show on the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A texter does write in with a poor analogy, I think. The Steelers' flaws still are critical compared to the other teams in the NFL. If your neighbor's kid gets a D on their test, does that mean that your kid's F is not as bad now? Are we grading the Steelers on a curve? That's a poor analogy because whatever the kid next door is doing, it doesn't affect my kid.
Right.
If that kid gets a D, it doesn't change my kid's lot in life. This is competitive sports, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the Chargers yesterday, and I think they're a worse football team than the Steelers. I do. Because I think they're flawed. They can't protect Justin Herbert. They want to run the football, and their running backs are hurt. They also don't have significant threats on the outside. So, yeah, I do feel better about the Steelers in comparison. I feel better about the Steelers because the AFC North stinks. Does it mean that I think the Steelers are a great football team? No, of course not, because they played terribly defensively in half of their games. 412-928-9370. To the phones?
Sure.
AJ in Canonsburg, first up today on a Monday. Good morning to you, AJ.
Good morning. What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Living the American dream.
There you go.
So I think it's a one-off for the defense. If you look at the way that the season started, obviously the Jets game was brutal, but you have to remember majority of that secondary was new, and they didn't play very much live football together. Then you lose JPJ, and then Elliott goes down. You lose Highsmith. That's against what? The Patriots and it was Seahawks.
Seahawks, yep.
After Elliott comes back, look at the last 2 weeks and how well the defense played.
Yeah, but then it played bad again against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, short week, divisional, I know that's a lame excuse, but I saw a stat yesterday in the Twitter sphere. No coach in the North has more than two wins on Thursday night away. So I think this mini bye will get them back on the right track.
Well,
honestly, the Packers aren't very scary.
There is something to that, AJ, and I appreciate the call. Mike Tomlin coming off that mini bye, 9-2 in his career.
Oh, wow.
And coming off his most recent nine failures on the Thursday Night Football, he is 7-2. So there is something to that. And also the stat that our guy was referring to there, here are AFC North records at home on Thursday nights. Baltimore is 9-0. Cleveland is 9-1.
Wow.
The Steelers are 9-2.
Wow.
Cincinnati is 6-2. On the road, Baltimore 2-6, Cleveland 1-5, Cincinnati 1-6, and the Steelers 2-9. So it is an AFC North thing. That doesn't make it excusable to me, though.
It doesn't, but I mean, if there is a trend, then
it's the way that in which they lost the game. Because they got off to a good start. And you had a chance to bury a team and make them question whether or not they want to be there. You know, you got Joe Flacco, but you're down 10-0. If it's 14-0, if it's 17-0, maybe you can take their will away. And it wasn't like it's a bad start. Like, I don't look at this Thursday game like some of the other Thursday games. We talked about it in the lead-up. Most of their Thursday night losses feel like they don't show up offensively.
At all, right.
It's a rock fight. They get off to bad starts. They're trying to climb out of the hole, and well, it's just ugly. And this one was kind of different. This was a shootout. We're not used to seeing the Thursday night shootout.
And that's the Aaron Rodgers effect. And that's kind of what I thought was protected. That's what I thought was protecting the Pittsburgh Steelers and losing that game on Thursday night. But it obviously just fell a little bit short. But that's the Aaron Rodgers effect. So, you know, you always can have a chance whenever you have him, clearly. So I think that you kind of wash your hands with that game against Cincinnati, and I think you. So what's do we have Tomlin's record on Sunday Night Football?
I don't have that in front of me.
Okay, we'll
but
get
I'll
that
find
next.
It.
We can get that next. I think it's decent.
Very good.
I think it's pretty good. Yeah. So, yeah, you have a mini bye. You have some time to prepare. You play a late night game on Sunday against the Packers, who obviously lost to the Browns, and I just don't know about them right now. I think that they can get back on track this week.
This is from AI Overview. We'll take it with a grain of salt. I'll do a deeper dive during the break. But on Sunday night home games, Mike Tomlin 17-8. Pretty
yeah.
damn good.
Yeah.
And Green Bay doesn't scare me either.
Mm-mm.
They don't. Now, Micah Parsons will scare you. And I think Jordan Love's a pretty good quarterback. And they're as well coached, I think, as anybody on the offensive side of things. So it's a good test. And you're a 2.5-point dog as it sits right now. Mike Tomlin also has a good record as a home underdog, which we'll get into at some point later on in the week. I actually think the Steelers will bounce back. If they win the next two, I'll say, okay, Cincinnati was an aberration.
Mm-hmm.
But as we sit right now, half their games, they've been crappy defensively. 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. Anthony in Oakland. Hello.
Thank you, fellas. Dorn, I'd like to ask you a question about Pitt. Were you at the Syracuse game?
I was not.
Baby watch.
Yep.
If the freshman quarterback had a bad arm or injured arm, why wouldn't you replace him with the other guy?
Because he probably said that he could still go, and you kind of trust him at that point, and you don't want to play that kind of back and forth game. If he's good to go, then you keep him in there.
I didn't see good to go. I mean, and it looked like they were compensating for his injured arm, and they're lucky they got through it. But I just that just baffled me. I mean, put the other kid in, and you weren't taking him out for poor play. You were taking him out because he was injured.
Was that a stinger? It looked like it could have been a stinger.
I think it was a stinger.
Yeah, stinger. Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, so let me get to the Steelers.
Oh, sure.
It's time to change the secondary. If Trice is healthy, I bring him up. Eccles, and I also put Peppers in for Clark. That's it. You have to get faster also. And it was just frustrating. Now we see why Slay was benched. He just doesn't have it. He's too slow now. And they took advantage of him. That tight end, that ball down the middle to the tight end was inexcusable. After you had double coverage on the two wide receivers to expose yourself, which it was just horrible.
There's not a single guy in the secondary that played well. I think the exception, however, might be I thought Brandon Eccles looked better than the other guys.
Better than the other guys, but nobody, like you said.
Nobody played well.
No. No.
No. So if I'm not replacing
Darius Slay looks cooked against those guys, I'll say that.
So did Ramsey.
Right.
Look, Ramsey is still good, I think, because he's played mostly well all season long. He's not as good as Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know how many corners in the league are. Hopefully this was instructional for them, and they'll have a totally different game plan the next time they play wide receivers of this caliber. Next time they play Cincinnati, next time they're really trusted. But I think we saw that they're better than they've been in the secondary, I think, in recent years, but they're not as good as they think they are in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's their biggest takeaway from this, because you can go out there with that group and win with that group, but you can't play schematically the way that you did and expect to have great results against good receivers. Because look at the Vikings game. Justin Jefferson played well, and so did Jordan Addison.
Yep.
Now, those are the best two units in the NFL, but your secondary is not as good as you thought it was, Tomlin. It just isn't. 412-928-9370. Do you feel any better about the Steelers today than you did on Friday? That's how I started the show. They're okay. Now I'm starting to go the other way, because we're talking more about this team's particular flaws. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And that question is the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We said we'd bring up a silver lining. Doran hit on it. We'll expand on that a little bit more when we come back. We'll also continue to take your calls. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I got one more stat. This from Dave Schoenfield. Thursday night records by division. This is insane. And it does actually make me feel a little bit better, even though Tomlin's worse than the other coaches. AFC North teams, since the beginning of Thursday Night Football at home, 34-5 at home.
Wow.
On the road, 6-27. What the hell?
Jeez.
That's like you're going into Cameron Indoor Stadium. Every time you go on the road on a Thursday night.
When did Thursday Night Football start?
That's hard to say.
Okay, I thought you had it in front of you.
I got some stats. I don't got all the stats. I will say the silver lining is you got a quarterback. You got a quarterback. And if you got a quarterback, you got a shot, right? Aaron Rodgers is third in the NFL in touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers is 11th in the NFL in quarterback rating. Meanwhile, Justin Fields... I burped. Meanwhile, Justin Fields got benched.
Yeah.
It might be Tyrod Taylor. They haven't announced what is going to happen moving forward, but Justin Fields got benched. We know Russell Wilson already got benched, and you've got Aaron Rodgers. Do you think the Vikings might want Aaron Rodgers, by the way?
Yep.
I mean...
Yep. They'd be real... They'd be... Yeah.
I think they right now would be the best team in the NFC if they had Aaron Rodgers. Because they'd have beat the Steelers with Rodgers if the Steelers had Fields. They'd have won yesterday, I think, if they had Aaron Rodgers instead of Carson Wentz. They got to be kicking themselves. Because I think they could have had him if they wanted him. I think he was holding out some hope there. Because that roster is damning good.
Yeah.
And that coach is damning good. And you're throwing to Jordan Addison and you're throwing to friggin' Justin Jefferson. Come on now. But I'm happy the Steelers have him, and that's why, despite the fact that the defense was doggy doo-doo and has been in three out of the six games, which is 50%, that's half, folks, you've got a quarterback, and this is a league of quarterbacks. We've been saying it for years. Oh, the Steelers don't have a quarterback to contend. In any of the previous 5 years, they lose that Thursday night game like 33-12.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodgers gave them a chance. If they had 30 seconds left, they'd have won that game. And that is not to absolve the defense. That is absolutely not to absolve Mike Tomlin. They should be ashamed of themselves. But Aaron Rodgers gives you a chance every single game you play. And he's been even better than I thought that he was. And so I'm not going to just flush that. They've also been far more entertaining than they have been the last 5 years. Like, that game was a joy to watch, except for the end.
It really was. I mean, the back and forth. But that's exactly... What we said that we didn't want to happen for it to be a shootout.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Steelers are on the other end of it. If you look at the AFC, where does Aaron Rodgers rank right now in quarterbacks? Now that we don't feel like the AFC and really just teams in the NFL are playing a great brand of football, there's only a handful of teams. Where do you think he ranks? Third? AFC?
I mean, he ain't. I mean, Mahomes is Mahomes.
Right. Daniel Jones.
I think he's playing better. I'd take him over Jones. I mean, Jones will run. He's throwing it down the field.
Mm-hmm.
They're running. The reason I take Rodgers is because the best back in football right now is who they got in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And that offensive line is really good. And I don't think either of those things are true for the Steelers. I think I would take Mahomes. I'd take Allen. And then I think Rodgers right now would be in my third slot.
Yeah.
Which, again, is going to give you a chance. They being the Steelers, need to be playing elite defense because you've got a defensive-minded head coach and you're paying more money for defense than anybody else. But if you just played average defense, I think you'd actually have a shot. Can you get to a place where you're playing average defense? I don't know. They've been so boom or bust. We haven't seen the, like, so-so defensive performance. It's been 5 turnovers or 17 sacks over 3 games, or it's been we're giving up 30 and explosive plays left and right. We haven't seen, like, consistently, oh, we're going to give up 20. If you gave up 20 every week, you'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not doing that. They're giving up 30 half the time. 412-928-9370. Phones?
Yes.
Anthony in New York, good morning.
Gentlemen! Now we have a quarterback. I agree with you 100%. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you from New York City or are you like upstate New York?
No, I'm in New York City. Oh. I'm a New York State police officer in New York City.
Thank you. I would absolutely do terrible things for a New York slice of pizza. Right
Me
now.
Too.
Yes. So fellas, we can talk about the defense all day. Look, they couldn't stop a bloody nose. We know that. Tomlin knew that. I don't know the time. You can look it up when I hang up. But at some point at the end of the game, the last time Pittsburgh had the ball, I believe it was 4th and 4. I believe they might have been on the 48, our 48, somewhere in that area. Why do you not go for it? Even if you miss it, you're giving Cincinnati back the ball with a short field. but you're leaving yourself, the way we were moving up and down, you're leaving yourself enough time
to come back
and win that game. Mm-hmm.
Anthony, you're going to love this, except you're going to hate it. I got another stat for the people. You ready for another stat for the people? Here we go, Anthony. Here we go. Steelers opponents have gone for it on fourth down 17 times. The Steelers have gone for it 3 times. That's it. Mike Tomlin preaches aggressiveness. Yeah, man, he lives in his fears. And Anthony, you stay safe out there, man. Appreciate what you do and appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
There you go for a little Ray's pizza.
Ray's?
Oh, yeah. Fold that sucker in half.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Oh, my God.
That sounds so good right now.
Flies all over it. Huh. You know, on the streets of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh. My dad and I are trying to figure out what father-son trip we should do this year. And I got buddies who are going to Chicago for the Steelers-Bears game, but it's going to be late November, and I ain't trying to sit in that wind.
You should go to the Steelers-Lions game. It's indoors.
I think the Steelers are going to get their butts whooped, and do I really want to hang out in Detroit? You live there.
It's not bad.
It is a quick drive.
Yeah, 4 hours indoors.
And their fans are probably nice.
I might be going.
You might?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Maybe.
You want to hang out with me and Pops?
Yeah.
Drink some beers?
Yeah.
All right, we might be going to Detroit. I guarantee you if I go, hey, Dad, you want to go to Detroit? He'll say, hell friggin' no.
don't sleep on it.
I won't sleep on it. You know. You played there.
Mm-hmm.
You lived there.
Mm-hmm.
You loved it there.
It's indoors, too. Like, it's nice and comfy. Mm-hmm.
See if the Red Wings are in town. Maybe do a twofer.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good stuff. Do you feel a little bit better about the Steelers today than you did on Friday? 412-928-9370. The silver lining. They got a quarterback. And I thought that was his best game of the season. I know he threw an interception whenever he thought, hey, I'm going to take a shot here. I don't mind the shot. Bad throw, bad decision. But I can't say, hey, take a shot, take a shot, take a shot. Then when they do, bitch about it. He still threw 4 touchdowns. He's the only quarterback in the NFL this year with 2 4 touchdown games.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a quarterback. Shouldn't that be worth something? 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In 10 minutes, I ask a question I never thought I'd have to ask about these Pittsburgh Steelers, and we would love you to weigh in. And the best caller can win 2 tickets to see Improv Under Hypnosis at the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall on November 9th. Colin Mockery.
Oh.
Of Whose Line Is It Anywhere fame.
Okay.
So he's a comedian, and he'll do comedian things, and they got a world-renowned hypnotist, and they call people up on stage, and they hypnotize them.
I love that.
And then Mockery makes a mockery of them.
I love that.
We got to go.
I like that a lot.
I loved Whose Line.
I like hypnotism, and I love magic.
Is Drew Carey still with us?
Yeah.
Thank God.
He's still on The Price is Right.
Guys, I'm not a 75-year-old woman. I don't watch The Price is Right.
We get home right? By 11?
Yes. I watch it all the time.
I watch sports.
What sports do you get at 11 o'clock?
I just keep rewatching The Backyard Brawl from 9:13. That's all I watch. That's the only thing that could possibly bring me joy with the state of my sports teams right now.
Yeah, they stink.
They are the worst team in Power 4 football. It would sure be embarrassing to have lost to them. We'll get to Pitt because Pitt's got a chance to win the ACC. That's right. I said it. There are 7 teams with 1 or fewer losses in the ACC right now. We'll get to Penn State, what James Franklin had to say on College Game Day 2 at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. But right now, we're looking for silver linings for these Pittsburgh Steelers at 412-928-9370. We asked, how many quarterbacks are actually playing better than Aaron Rodgers right now in the AFC? Someone wrote in, you wouldn't take Drake May? Yeah, in the long haul, I would absolutely take Drake May. And he's playing real well right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make the argument that May's been better than Rodgers.
Make the argument, for sure.
So where does that put Rodgers? 4th in the AFC?
Right, exactly.
Where was Russell Wilson? I mean, for a stretch, he was playing well, but on the whole, bad. And he just got benched. Where was Justin Fields? He was managing the football, but we didn't see him be dynamic with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're in a much better quarterback spot now than they were in any of the years since Ben. And so if you are looking for a silver lining, that's a pretty damn big one. That's like,
I'd say so.
That's like saying, oh, we're the New York Rangers. We stink, but we got Igor Shesterkin. It's going to cover up a lot of mistakes. A big-time eraser. We've also asked the question, do you feel any better about the Steelers' loss today than you did on Friday? And the votes are pouring in. 90% of people saying no.
No.
Mm-hmm. I thought if you took the emotion out of it, I'm feeling a little bit better. A little bit. Phone call?
Sure.
Big C! In Fort Myers. What up, Big C?
Hey, good morning to you guys. I really appreciate you taking my call.
We appreciate you calling, Big C.
Yeah, likely. Hey, Dorn, real quick, off topic, this question is for you. What is up with these college players with no knee pads wearing their pants halfway up their thighs? Is this illegal or what?
Oh, listen, Big C, I ask myself this every single week, and I have no freaking idea. I have no idea what the point is. I don't even have the want to even ask a player. Like, what's the deal with it? Because I don't care. I think it looks stupid.
It looks ridiculous. And until somebody gets hurt,
right?
Then somebody's going to put a rule or change it. But I just think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in football. So, but thank you for that. But back to the Steelers. I really appreciate what Rodgers is doing for the Steelers. They do have a quarterback. And I'm going to piggyback off this and say if they make it to the AFC Championship game, I'm not putting the wheel before the horse.
Yeah, you are.
You got to roll it. But you got to roll it back with him. And I think in the draft, you got to load up. You got to load up on the secondary and the defensive line because they're getting no push on that defensive line. Those corners are out there on an island, and we're expecting them to do impossible things. They don't match up well against double receivers like that. I don't know what happened in the Minnesota game, but if they have to see the Bengals again, maybe Burrow comes back for that game, it's going to be the same output.
I don't think he will be back for that one, Big C, and I'm not sure it matters because they got the magic man, Joe Flacco, and thank you for the call. You're allowed to get pressure quick.
Exactly.
Like Benton early, I thought it was going to be a long day at the office.
Same here.
He won in like half a second and bang. And it's like, oh, dang, this line can't protect. And then the rest of the game, there was none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not until late whenever they did try to drop Joe back and you got the half sack by Cam and by Watt. But other than that, my man left with his jersey clean.
Well, it's looking more and more that they got lucky that they played Carson Wentz instead of somebody else for the Vikings. Like, you know, I mean, with those two receivers, like you think, put Joe Flacco there. Joe Flacco carves him up at just like he did against with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is just, I think that's really what aided the Steelers winning in Ireland.
Yeah, the Steelers defense is going to look good against teams that
aren't explosive.
Or
in the pass game.
Need to have 7-step drops to be explosive and they want to hold the ball. Like, they're going to get pressure. But if you get it out quick, the Steelers have been figured out. That was the problem down the stretch last year. If you got it out quick, T.J. Watt was rendered ineffective. The pass rush was rendered ineffective, and that all reared its ugly head on Thursday. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I'm going to ask a question I never thought I'd have to ask when we come back about these Pittsburgh Steelers. Best caller on this subject wins two tickets to see Improv Under Hypnosis at the Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall on November 9th. First Fan Weather. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We'll let KDKA take care of that. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.